Doo-doo. Morning, class.
Morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Merle, you okay? You're not too good today? Really not feeling good? You want to go home? Really? I'd just go home. But you can stay if you want. Well, that's great. Everybody else doing well? You guys are just quiet. Are you afraid I'm going to give you a quiz? Fern, how you doing? Really? I know. Who's at this table? Oh my gosh, did you just walk in late? Oh no. And it had to be a day when I'm here, so I have to give you a paper. Oh, Anna, I'm so sad. Not really. It has to be 500 words on what the Bible says about the importance of being on time. I need in my inbox, paul.barker@everynation.org, before 9 o'clock tomorrow, or it doubles. 9 o'clock tomorrow, okay? Or it doubles. How you doing, buddy? It's Jack's fault. See, he invited me down to introduce Otto. Otherwise, you can just blame him. We're excited to have Otto with us this morning, aren't we? He's my Filipino twin. Someday, maybe you'll grow one of those. I love Otto Bernardo. He's our national coordinator for VMA, and he's going to teach you on conflict management, which that's sort of like our specialty. We practice that together. Have many conflicts together. You know, real friendship means you've had real conflict. You don't really have a friend unless you've had conflict. Significant conflict. That's what forges friendship, right? So Otto and I are friends. Aren't we, my brother? Yeah. Great friends. So we're going to talk about conflict management and team building, right? And we're going to find out today, what animal are you? Right? You going to talk to us about animals? See if you can guess what animal I am. When it comes up, okay? No. Wait till you see the choices. Okay, when you see the choices, then you can pick it out. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to gather together, to learn, to grow, to be trained and discipled. Lord, thank you for your anointing and grace that's upon Otto to communicate with clarity and with power. Lord, to make us more effective in what you've called us to do. Lord, that we can be effective administrators, managers, servants, support team members to help provide a foundation and a support for the great things that you're doing in this city and in this nation and all around the world. Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. All right, Otto, give it to us.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that I'm going to share to you today, and it's a privilege. I'll wait for Pastor Paul to step out of the room, then I'll speak Tagalog. Because I respect you so much, you know. It's not a comfort level for me, but... Love you, Pastor Paul. See you later. Whew. No, really, we appreciate Pastor Paul. Okay. Good thing I made a decision to honor you. masaya po ako. I'm just so happy that I can share to you today. Appreciate namin yung mga admin. I'm sure alam na alam nyo na yon, but I think it's necessary for me to say that I work with admin people. My job is part admin, part ministerial. And so I have an understanding. I know what you go through every day, the challenges that you face, you know, and the adjustments you have to make. And I just want to thank you all, you know, at the very beginning of this session, because kung hindi dahil sa inyo, may hirapan kami mga pastors, mga campus ministers. So thank you so much. We appreciate you. And tama lang na in the same way na tinitrain natin yung mga pastors natin, ministers natin, campus missionaries, kayo din dapat na-upgrade kasi iba ang challenges ninyo. Baka nga mas matindi pa yung challenge ninyo, no? All right. Does that make you feel better? Okay, thank you. This material was adapted from Mr. John Palanca's session last year. Yung batch namin ng... I attended Staff Dev for Admin. And I had the choice to attend the pastor's class, but I attended this one. Si John Palanca, I just want to honor him. We recently met him in Hong Kong. Pero nung panahon po na yun, president siya sa Motorola Philippines. And he had a wealth of experience. He hails from our Victory Pioneer. He hailed, tapos na pala, nasa Hong Kong na siya ngayon. Victory Pioneer. Good friends with Pastor Robert, with Gigi. So naimbitahan po siya dito to teach on conflict management and team development. And but immediately, after a while, na-transfer po siya sa PLDT Global Hong Kong. That's where we met him when we did the strat planning for EN Hong Kong. Doon kami sa office nila. Very wonderful guy. Very funny. Ang hirap nga parang, it's a too big of a shoe to fit into. Okay, pero I'm going to try my best to contextualize our lesson today to ministry situations. I have a different style of teaching. I prefer learning with you, meaning there will be some exercises later, and you will hopefully come up with your concepts and ideas and be able to share it in the group, okay? There's a story shared by Pastor Steve when we were in the School of World Missions. Sabi niya merong isang couple. No, nag-propose siya dun sa girl, yung lalaki. Sabi nung girl, ayoko kasi you have bad temper. If you will change, pwede pa. So nangako yung guy, sige, I'll change. So they got engaged and they went through the engagement with no incident. Finally, they got married and they're on their way to their honeymoon. And since this happened hindi naman ancient, but old America, nakasakay sila sa karwahe, may kabayo. On their way to their honeymoon destination, biglang merong dahon, malaking dahon na lumipad sa harapan ng karwahe. So yung kabayo, nagulat. Bumaba ngayon si John, yung lalaki. Sinabi niya sa kabayo, that's one. So sakay siya uli. Tataka yung si Maria. John tas Maria, no? Mary na lang, Mary. Filipina pala. So they went on their way. Pero biglang may rabbit na tumawid dun sa kalsada, nagulat na naman yung kabayo. Bumaba si John, sinabi niya, that's two. No? And when they went on their way again, nangyari na naman. No? This time it's a bird. Nag-iisip na, nag-invento na halata ba? It's a bird. No? Nagulat na naman yung kabayo, bumaba na naman si John, sinabi niya. So that's three. Kumuha siya ng kahoy na malaki tapos sinampas niya yung mukha ng kabayo. Bang! Pagsakay niya ng karwahe, so hilo-hilo yung kabayo. No? Sabi ni Mary, why did you do that? I thought you changed. I thought... Sabi ni John, that's one. Okay, that's it. Conflict is a... Conflict is a part of life. Tama ba? I think life is just so filled with conflict. In all levels, meron mga simpleng conflict, internal. Ano kaya? Mag-shower kaya ako ngayong umaga o mamayang gabi na lang? Or it could be something big, like you get in conflict with the jeepney driver or the taxi driver, okay, who doesn't want to return your sukle. Right? May mga ganon. Or it can become a bit more violent, ganong level. I think life is just so filled of conflict. Wouldn't you agree? And the only place that there will be no conflict or least conflict, siguro sa cemetery. As long as you see living people around, there will be conflicts. And it's something that we need to learn to accept and live with and adjust to. All right? So, I have here some questions which I want you to answer. All right? About conflict. Pwede ba tayo mag-group into four? Probably this is one group. Kayo, one group na. And one group. Kaya lang, hindi masyadong balance. Ano? Paano? What's the best way to divide the group? Ilan tayo? 3, 6, 12, 8, 20, 29. In three groups. So, tigse 7.5. Alright. Kayo na lang, one group. Then, your one group. Sali na lang kayo dito. Tas one group. Oh, sige. Or look for someone you have least conflict with. Yan. Ganun na lang. Answer these questions amongst yourselves. How comfortable are you with conflict? So choose from the following. Would you say, I avoid conflict? Totally avoid it? Would you say, I'm comfortable with it? Okay lang. Parang ganun talaga. Tanggap ko na. Or, I love it. Yeah. Give me some more. Ganun. Ganun ba yung attitude mo? Kung meron ka pang ibang sagot, I'm giving you the freedom to say it. Alright? And when you've answered that, with a follow-up question, it says, why can't we all just get along? Why do you think conflict exists? Alright? Let's have 1 minute per person. 1 minute per person. Go. Alright. Can we hear some answers in your group? Ano yung interesting answer? Paki-volunteer yung team member. Alright, tapos na kayo? Okay, mamaya, pag nagkaroon na exercise, unahin natin yung hindi nakapagsalita. Sila yung unang magsasalita. Alright? So, sa Pilipinas lang iba ang meaning ng volunteer. Ang volunteer sa Pilipinas, ibang tao yung tumuturo sa'yo. So, early. Orly, could you do that for us?
Share what you have learned. Bali, sa amin, may iba't iba kaming ways how to yung efface yung conflict. Kasi unang-una, dahil na rin doon sa upbringing. Okay, yung answer namin, why can't we all just get along? Yun, sa upbringing. So, kaya yung iba, ina-avoid nila yung conflict. Yung iba talagang, they face it. Okay, comfortable sila. Pero sa akin, personally, I avoid conflict. Pero, sabi ko nga, pag hindi ko na kaya i-handle yung conflict, humingi ako ng backup, humingi ako ng wisdom, para at least pagka nag-say ako ng words doon sa tao, eh, maayos yung bibitawan kong word.
So, mayroon palang tool si Orly. Mayroon siyang method. Pag mahihirapan siya sa conflict, humahanap siya ng kakampi. Ay, hindi pala. Assistance na wise, ganun, ano. Alright, dito naman. Can we hear some...
Jenny. Yes. So, group namin, similar eh. Similar yung, kasi iba-iba rin yung sagot. Similar din naman yung lumabas. Pero parang, as we were answering, parang, napansin ko parang, we were likening, at least me, likening conflict with the confrontation. Kaya madalas, like ako yung sagot ko, some of us, yes, we avoid other yung sagot namin, we avoid conflict, but we're ready to deal with it if it's there. Pero kung pwedeng iwasan kasi ayaw mo makipag-away. But Anna pointed out na conflict naman doesn't necessarily lead to confrontation. So it's situational. Yung iba-iba yung sagot namin kasi nga depende sa upbringing, depende doon sa kausap mo, depende sa level ng relationship mo. So yun.
Alright, thank you. Sorry, I called you honey kasi nakahawig ka. Si Joey? Ah, okay. Meron ng kaibigan, pangalan niya Joey. Ang misis niya, honey talaga pangalan. Kahawig mo, akala ko ikaw siya. Hindi pala, si Jenny ka pala. I'm sorry about that. Uh-oh. Alright. So, we'll skip the other two groups. We have another activity. Tapos, mamaya kayo naman yung magsasalita. I have something for you, which I think you will like.
It's the Thomas Kilman Conflict Mode Instrument. It's a tool that measures your style on how you manage conflict. So if you could get a hold of that test, pwede niyo bang kunin yung test? Nakita niyo ba siya? All right. So, how do you do this? Una, yung numbered items may A and B. Those are pairs. Mamimili ka lang ng isa dyan. Between the two, A or B, which do you prefer more? Okay? So you do that until up to item number 30. And when you're done choosing either A or B, you look at page 4. Could you look at page 4, please? All right. And then, nakalagay dyan, item number 1. Pag binulugan mo doon A, you have to encircle the A under avoiding. Or if you answered B, you have to circle B. Encircle. Okay, does that make sense? Now, hindi pa yan yung result. Wag niyo muna i-memorize ito, okay? Don't let this affect you. In fact, meron tayong time pressure mamaya para mabilis lang kayo magsagot. And then, i-add up niyo yung mga na-encircle ninyo dito sa bottom part. Okay? Kung ilan yung na-circlean mo doon, yun yung ilalagay mong number dito. Hindi pa natatapos yun. Don't you appreciate your computers? Sana computerized na lang, ano? Depende kung ano yung total ninyo, bibilugan nyo yung number na yon dito naman. Dito sa page number 5. Okay? And as you can see, this was designed based on a percentile model. So, pwede kang makakuha ng 4, but it is higher than a score of 6 in terms of percentile. Ganun yung mangyayari. So, I don't want you to get confused with that. That's why I explained at the onset. Are you ready for this? All right. I'm giving you 7 minutes. 10 minutes. Sige. For the entire 30 items. Ready, set, go. Okay. We're ready. Ito ang gagawin natin. May counterpart yan eh. Okay na kayo? Nakuha nyo na lahat, di ba? Okay, hindi mo natin nire-record. Or puputulin mo na lang itong part na to. Yan. So sa conflict management style, you look at 2 variables. How much do you value the relationship? So it could be of low importance to you or very high importance, yung relational connection mo dun sa ka-conflict mo. Or the other variable would be the goals. How important is the result for you? Kung hindi masyado importante sa iyo, you will fall around this area. Pero kung importante sa iyo, doon. No, now, if you combine the two together, meron niyang limang categories which you are already aware of. But what we're going to do is we're going to assign animals for each one. For instance, if you scored high in avoidance, you are our turtle. Yan, ikaw si Pong. And chances are, when it comes to relationship, medyo mababa yung consideration mo dun sa relationship. Because conflicts are really part of any relationship. To avoid it, says something about how much you value the relationship. And of course, the goal. But don't worry, this might sound negative now. But I'm going to explain later that this is not your mark forever. Alam mo lang na yan yung default mo. By knowing the other types of management style of conflict, pwede kang mamili kung anong most appropriate for your situation. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Pag ano naman, accommodation ka, you value the relationship so much, kahit na at the cost of the result, you're a huggable teddy bear. Yan. Napipicture ko tuloy yung one-year-old baby ko. Whenever we go to market, sa toy store, talagang kukuha yun ng stuffed toy and she will hug the stuffed toy tight. Tapos minsan ibibigay pa sa akin, expecting me to hug it also. Okay. Ito naman, pag highly important sa iyo ang result, at the cost of relationship, you are our dear shark. Our dearly avoided shark. Okay. There's someone in the middle. He is our fox. Yan yung compromise. Nagko-compromise siya. Compromiser. Pag Christian parlance, medyo negative yung dating ng compromiser. Okay, pero ito lang yung default mo. Alright, and finally, meron tayo the old wise owl. That's the collaborator. Alright. Ito ang gagawin natin, mga kapatid. Okay? Can somebody help me, Lou? Just attach this. Tatlo doon, tapos dalawa dito. Nakaganon. Ah. So, what we're going to do, gawa ka ng circle na ganyan, bro. Sididikit mong ganon. Okay, pakidikit na lang. I want you to, based on your results, I want you to grab hold of one meta card. Meron dyan card sa tabi ninyo. If you noticed it. And I want you to write your name. Yung pangalan ninyo, okay? Yung pangalan ninyo, ilalagay nyo dyan. Please get and pass. Lagay nyo yung pangalan nyo, and then in the next 3 minutes, I want you to stand up and post your name under the cards. The highest, the highest. Yan yung default mo. Isa lang.
Mas mataas si 10 kesa kay 8.
Your highest score is the your default or your conflict management style. Na-plot mo na dito. Ito siya.
Ah, okay.
8. Based on page number 5, yung percentile system. Based on page number 5, dito sa card. Tapos ipipaste natin siya dito. Okay, gandahan niyo yung pangalan niyo because that will be your 3 hour of fame. Okay, let's look at your answers. There are two words that I want you to remember. The two words are, kasha pa ba? Baka hindi niyo na makita. Here are two words I want you to remember to guide you. The words are, can you read it? Cooperative and assertive. Okay, what does that mean? Kapag cooperative ka, highly cooperative, but not assertive, what do you think is that? Correct. Teddy bear yon. Tama? Yes. Kapag ano naman, hindi ka cooperative, but you're very assertive. Shark, exactly. If you're low on both, hindi ka cooperative, hindi ka rin assertive. Turtle. And of course, yung parehong mataas would be the owl. Very cooperative, very assertive ka rin. Saan yung ano, fox? Adjust ng adjust. Okay? Depende. Minsan nagiging assertive, minsan hindi. Minsan cooperative, minsan hindi. All right. Which do you think is the most, the best one among the group? Huh? Totoo to, question to. Ano sa palagay mo, Jeff?
I think wala. I think in a team, even in a relationship, I think there should be a, you know what I mean.
Akala ko shark. You don't want to assert yourself? Alright. Dito, may nagsabi, owl. Fern, ikaw ba nagsabi nun?
Hindi, tinignan ko lang po yung graph.
Ayun, tinignan niya lang yung graph. Well, there are people who are saying the owl is the ideal. Okay? Sa owl kasi, ang idea diyan, we will all win. No one has to lose. Both parties can win. So the owl is the one that pushes forward. The owl asks the question, what is our problem? Ganon. How can we resolve that problem together? And if we both win, so that we can both win. Kaya lang, ang problema sa collaboration, it entails a lot of time. Tama? Whereas yung shark, yung turtle,
I think there are some decisions in an organization that can't be collaboration. Like mga hard decisions, directional. I think hindi pwede collaboration. Shark, that's me, Shark, talking.
That's a Shark defending his management style. No, true. Tama yon. Totoo yon. That's what we're going to learn today. Now you can assess your situation and then use the appropriate style. Although ang sinasabi lang nila, kung pwede lang, kung kaya, if all the resources are available, time and energy, go for collaboration. Yun yung ideal. All right. So, we're going to look at each one of them and at the same time make fun. Not make fun. Discover that our coworkers' style are as follows. Okay? So, let's talk about the turtles. The turtles normally say, I ignore or refuse to acknowledge the existence of conflict. Sila yung I avoid conflict. Kaya nga avoidance sila, no? A lot of times we were brought this way, tama? In our kultura, in our kultura, wow, di ba? In our culture. In fact, I think this is a survival type of response. We survive a lot of conflicts or problems in the past through this one. Si Pastor Noel Nanez, we were classmates in the School of World Mission and roommates. And I could vividly remember, we had a mentoring time together. Ang sabi niya sa akin, alam mong kulang mo, you don't know how to confront people. You don't know how to engage. By the way, siguro dapat lagay ko rin yung sagot ko, no? Later siguro. Doon ako sa teddy bear. Accommodating. So I learned from Pastor Noel Nanez to confront. If there's a problem, confront. Sino yung mga turtles natin? Can we look at the list? We have Mimi. Ay, patayuin na lang natin kaya. Ayan. Everybody, Orly, Ethel, Laika, where's Laika? Ayan. And Josh. Okay, tandaan natin yung mga turtles natin in the house. Thank you so much. You may sit down. Nag-agree ba kayo? Kay Mimi, hindi. Ano ba yung second mo?
Owl.
Wow, collaborator. Teka, ginamit ba yung page 5? Okay. Mataas ang layo niya. Sa percentile, sa page 5, mataas. Turtle ka talaga. Hi, turtle. Oo. Yun yung ginagawa natin ngayon. Ayan. Justified. Okay, so what happens if you're a turtle? You delay or you avoid any response. You withdraw. You become inaccessible or you divert attention. Ang unspoken philosophy ng turtle, kung yun yung default mo, and again, tama si Mimi, may individualization siya, you can change your approach. Pero ito yung default, ito yung knee-jerk reaction mo. Alam niyo yung ibig sabihin ng knee-jerk reaction, di ba? Alam niyo ba yung pag chinecheck yung neural capacity niyo, yung doktor pupukpukin kayo ng rubber mallet? So, hindi mo naman sinasadya gumaganon yung ano, kaya knee-jerk reaction. Okay, pag walang reaction yon, may problema ka sa nervous system, di ba? So, by reflex, ang philosophy nila, I lose, you lose, because nothing can be done about that. So medyo, yun nga, nag-a-avoid, ano? And then conflict is hopeless, that's the lens through which they see conflicts, so you just avoid it. Okay, everything is written in your notes, so I'm just going to breeze through them. Just like what I've been saying, minsan maganda yan, minsan hindi. Okay? May gamit yan. Di ba, Jeff? Yan yung sinasabi mo kanina. When is it good? When you don't care that much about the issue. Okay? Kung di ka naman gumagamit ng internet, nasa taga-bundok ka, di ba? Mga kaingero ka or something.
you will not think about the cyber law, cyber crime law. Right? So, turtle ka na lang doon. Wala kang pakialam. Pag merong nag-aaway sa labas ng bahay nyo, mga lasinggero, mga siga, nagbabatuhan ng bote, do you care about them? Gusto mo ba pumagit na at awatin sila? No, you don't care that much. You or someone else are very angry and need time to cool off before discussing the issue. If you're married, this is quite true. Diba? Kasi you don't want to say something at the heat of your gigil, emotion. So you might as well say, time out. Can I have fresh air outside? Yan. Kami pala ng wife ko, we have a rule. It's written on our constitution and bylaws. Now we have a blue notebook. Now we have our rules, regulations about our relationship. May ganun kami, okay? Hindi siya prenuptial agreement. Ano lang siya? Mga simple lang, like no saying I don't love you. That may sound trivial to some, but for us, it has kept us from saying things that we will regret later. Ano pa? No walking out during conflict. Yung hindi ka magpapaalam, pwede magpaalam. Pwede yung sabi, teka muna, hindi ko kaya emotion ko, labas muna ako, okay lang. Pag sinabi niyang hindi, okay. But sometimes it's necessary to do that. It's necessary to do that. Next, you are in a dangerous situation and you don't need to be there. Pag naglalakad ka sa Quiapo at may naglagay ng patalim sa leg mo, what would you do? Let's collaborate. How can we benefit from this situation? Both of us. Hindi pwede, di ba? If you can escape the clutch, you run. You become a turtle. But it is good sometimes when you rarely want to live with conflicts in your life. Mm-mm. Kung talagang, sabi ko nga, una ko naisip, nakita ko kasi si Ruth eh. Strong harmony yan sa StrengthsFinder themes niya. Okay? Wala akong kikilalang kaaway ni Ruth. Lahat kaibigan niya. Meron ka nang kakilala? So, we're saying it's not good, di ba? Sabi ko ba it's good? It's not good when you rarely want to live with the conflicts in your life. Tulad nga na sinabi natin at the onset, conflict is part of life. As long as you exist, there will be conflicts. You care about an issue but are afraid to speak up. Kawawa ka naman, meron kang suppressed feelings. Baka maging ano, passive-aggressive behavior eventually. Kahit sa StrengthsFinder, kailangan mag-vent out mo yun. Tama po ba? Oo, the entire philosophy behind psychotherapy, kaya may mga psychiatrists, is so that you can talk about those things inside of you. Let it out of the window. Alright? By the way, meron ako na ministeran dati. Hindi siya taga-church. Humingi lang ng tulong. Nag-withdrawal siya sa drugs. Pupunta ng church. Dalhin mo ako sa hospital. Okay? Tayo, Christian. Sige, dalhin kita. Gastos namin lahat. Dinala namin siya. When we went to the hospital, the doctor who attended the guy, Detoxify ang tawag. He's a Christian. Christian psychiatrist. Sabi niya, you know what? The best pa rin ang Christian inner healing and deliverance. Nagulat ako kung bakit niya sinabi yon. Kasi similar din pala yon that you have to say out, confess those things that are causing guilt or condemnation in you. Ganun din pala sa psychotherapy. Kailangan mailabas mo yun. Except that we have a higher power that we turn to. That our healing depends on Christ. Di ba? Because as we bring our guilt and our problems and our hurts at the foot of the cross, everything is washed by the blood of Jesus. Unlike in a secular therapy of sort, ilalabas mo lang, pero you have to walk it out on a behavioral basis. Wala kang grace and ganun yung difference. So anyway, but bakon, ang sarap magkwento sa inyo kasi you seem to be very interested. So, and lastly, you keep being bothered by a disagreement with someone you care about. Love mo. But you keep avoiding it. One of the basic things we learned when we got married is you settled your disputes with your spouse. Hindi pwedeng shove under the rug na lang. Kasi parang kang naglagay ng brick. And for now, hindi yun, it won't mean anything, but
Another conflict, it's another brick. Another problem na unsettled, another brick. You will wake up one morning and you don't see each other anymore. The heart has become numb. Anyway, if you care about someone, kahit masakit makipag-conflict, go ahead. Go through it. Does this make sense to you? So some descriptions of an avoidance behavior. I can take responsibility for that decision. Avoidance yan. I'd prefer not to discuss that now. Delay. Let's talk about it later. Another delay that is outside my, roles and responsibility. Okay? And more, I won't be drawn on that. So these are just statements that you can normally hear from someone whose automatic response is turtle. Okay. Do you have any question? Yes, Orly. Can you use the mic?
Based po dun sa mga shark, turtle, fox, teddy bear, and owl, may possibilities ba na mag-change from one animal to another ba yan, if ever man?
Yes, that's our entire goal, na ma-discover natin na meron palang ibang possible response that you can choose from. The test only showed na yan yung automatic response mo, default mode mo. And by discovering the other response, in this case, hindi pala avoidance to. Love na love ko itong kawork ko na to. This person is so important to me, I would rather deal with this issue now than keep working and yet lose the relationship. Okay. 4, accommodation. Sino ba yung accommodations natin? The teddy bear. Alright. Pwede po ba nating anyayahang tumayo ang ating mga teddy bear? Si Claudette, si Rich, si Giselle, si Fern, si Raymond, si Ruth. Si Fern, yes. Alright. Nag-agree ba kayo? Bakit? Bakit di ka nag-agree, Anna? At saka dun sa animal profile nyo sa team building, di ba? Lion. Lion lang sila sa labas. Deep inside their teddy bears. Actually, kahit nga si Giselle, sabi ko, hindi ka lion, no? Teddy bear ka, no? Sabi ko ganun sa kanya. Tama ba, Giselle? We had that conversation. Hindi ako maniwala. Oh, anyway. So, ano ba yun? Dinidefunk ko ba yung kinuha yung test? Okay, let's talk about the teddy bears. They say, I do what you want in order to satisfy your needs or wants. Bait, ano? Parang ano to, a definition of what love is. Fulfilling the other person's needs at the cost of yourself. Medyo martyr ang dating. I don't know if you've been following my Twitter. I have 3 followers. 2 are fake. Yeah, meron akong na-tweet, I think twice. I'm now doing grocery at Shopwise. It's midnight. Ganon. Bakit? Kasi yung wife ko po is responsibility achiever, deliberative, belief, consistency. All are on the working themes. And sa kanya, importante na magawa namin yung grocery ng ganong oras. Or else, she couldn't function well. Kaya kahit na Shopwise lang bukas ng until midnight, zombie na ako, nagtutulak akong cart na ganyan. It doesn't matter because I'm accommodating. If I had my way, ikaw na lang mag-grocery. No. All right. More on the teddy bears. They accept the other person's views and they let their views prevail. They give in, they support. They acknowledge their own error. It's easy for them to say, alam mo, I'm the one who made the mistake. Okay? More often than the other way around. Decide it's no big deal or it doesn't matter. So, yung unspoken, kung pwede lang nila sabihin yung philosophy nila, it would be this one. I lose, you win. The person would let the other have his or her way because I had to give up what I wanted or needed. For teddy bears,
the ongoing thought is that conflict is disastrous, so yield. It's better to sacrifice your own interests, ignore the issues, and put the relationships first. All right? Para din siyang turtle, but in this case, sa turtle, wag na nating isolve yung issue. Wag na. Walang mananalo. Lalayo na lang ako. I'll just avoid talking about it. Ito naman, I'll give in so that you could win. Bait-bait, ano? Okay. Parang very ideal. Sorry, bias ha, kasi teddy bear. It is good when you are or were wrong about something. Aminin mo na, di ba? So, totoo lang, kailangan mo namang aminin. Unlike the sharks, kahit mali sila, hindi nila aminin yan. Ay, ikaw ba? Ganun ka ba? Okay. Next, you care more about the other person than you do about the issue. More often times, true, or it's just me. Pero kung importante sa'yo yung relationship, okay na, sige na. I would rather lose the conflict than lose you. Jeff?
Kasi yung result ko kasi, magkalapit lang yung accommodating at saka shark eh. Okay. Ayaw nila maniwala. No, I mean, honestly, I find myself sometimes, maraming times I would give in kahit alam ko tama ako sa loob ko.
Page 5?
Yeah, it's...
True, oo. Hindi, tama. Tama yung sinabi ni Jeff. Halos magkalapit. One level down. Mm-mm. Well, I think it's to your advantage that your default, parang dalawa, oo. So, nagsiswivel ka between the two. No. No, comfortable ka to do both. Comfortable ka when it comes to magiging shark ako, you can choose. These things can be learned. Mm-mm. Baka 5 years from now, iba na yung result ninyo. Alright? I was probably a turtle before Pastor Noel Nanez talked me into learning to confront. Okay. So, when is it not good? When it happens a lot and you wish you could speak up more often, alam mo yon? Palagi na nangyayari and you, dahil nagbibigay, you ended up wishing, bakit hindi ko na-express yung gusto kong sabihin? Alright? And lastly, oh, that's it. Isa lang pala yung disadvantage. Okay. Next. Some statements from Teddy Bear. I concede. I agree with you. I'm prepared to accept that. I will do as you say. I don't want to offend you. What is your preferred outcome? You have convinced me. I'm glad we agree on this. Pero sa totoo lang, we didn't agree. I just let you win. Okay. All right. Remember all this, kasi mamaya we'll have an exercise. Okay. Oops. It's time for a break.